Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I want to share a little bit about the nature of God, knowing God. I want to talk a little bit about God tonight. How do we know God? Is it possible to know God? What are the things that we can know about God? And how do I prove or defend the existence of God? Amen. Are you ready tonight? Are you sure? Glory to God. So let's make it a little bit interactive first. Welcome all of us who are online. Ensure that you are focused tonight. It's our communion service. Have you had a reason to defend the existence of God before? Has anybody ever asked you to prove to me that God really does exist? How are you sure that God exists? What makes you think that God really does exist? I think last week we started talking something in that line. How many of us remember? You've forgotten already? Like everybody has forgotten? Wow. But a question came somewhere around that discussion, is that not? So, have you had that kind of argument before, and what was your answer? What were you able to give as an answer? Anybody? You've had that kind of argument before. Were you able to give an answer? What was your answer? What did you say? Why are you serving God? What makes you think that God exists? I don't believe that God exists.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening, church.
Good evening.
Okay, Papa, that was earlier this year, I went for evangelism. So I was talking to a group of people, men, actually. I'm from Abia State, and they too, they are from Igbo land as well. So as I was talking to them, they were like looking at me, like, are you really doing this? I said, yes. Why are you not doing what other guys are doing? Why is a cute guy like you like preaching the gospel at this age? Because a lot of guys are like, a lot of things are happening out there. So they saw my dress and my code, like the way I dress, and my Bible with me. So I was talking to them, they were like, see, guy, go and look for something better doing. I said, wow. I asked them, what could be other thing more better to do than what I'm doing right now? They were like, see, this is what Americans just brought to us. They're just deceiving us, like all these things. I was like, guy, let me just talk to you. God's word is just like a magic. When you put it to work, when you practice it, you'll see the result. I started talking to them because I have practiced it. I said, the problem you're having is because you have not put the word to work. So you need to put it to work to get it manifest into your body, to your character, to your words and your mindset. Everything about you will change. So I have really practiced the word of God. I have do it. I have to get to practice it. That's what I told them to do.
So you just told them that because you have done the word of God.
You have not practiced the word. That's the reason why it's not working for you.
Okay.
That's what I told them.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Yeah. Any other person? Somebody really has asked questions. Or recently, I've been seeing a lot of things. And you know, we're in an internet age where you see everything. There's a particular guy who's preaching around town saying that the Bible is a written document from the white guys. And it's just a way to convince people. Although he's even very confused because he picks things from the Bible too. So he's a very confused guy already. Yes, he uses part of the Bible in the whole thing and still criticizes the Bible. So listening to him doesn't really make so much of sense. I thought he was going to use something different. You know, so, but I listen to that guy. And I know a lot of us are going to be listening to a lot of things. You'll be hearing people say things online. And that person says it's a document that the white people wrote. You know, and they brought it to us. How many of us have you heard that before? But if you read the Bible itself, before the Americans and the Europeans, you would have seen that right there, the Bible talks about Egypt, talks about Ethiopia. Ethiopia is like one of the oldest, you know, nations of the world. Ethiopia talked about a lot of other countries before America and Europe. How many of us are aware of that? So if you go foundationally and historically, you will see that Europe and America is not the foundation of Christianity. Christianity found its way to Europe and America. Are we here together? Yes, it found its way to Europe and America and somehow got here. And somebody will say, oh, what were our forefathers doing before it got here? Of course, they were idol worshippers. The Bible already showed us all the people in the Bible before the word of God got there, they were idol worshippers. Are we here together? Yes, they were just worshipping one thing or the other, you know. And the Bible reveals where it started from. You know, I will start teaching now, but I want one or two people to talk so that I don't get into my discourse too fast. Okay. Oh, right. Somebody's here. Okay.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, George. Thank you for the privilege, sir. Okay. I was in a conversation earlier today with an old friend of mine, and we were just discussing about this particular topic about God's existence, and like, okay, now trying to convince a non-believer, we know our faith is in God's words, and everything we say is from the Bible. But now for someone who does not have faith, who lacks faith, then we started talking about the existence into science. And I tried to relate something with him that, okay, you are claiming the fact that we men, we came from apes or something as scientists. But science made us understand something, that gravity, as it is on it, the existence of gravity, if it is just a little more or a little less, the whole earth will collapse. Someone created in precision how it should be. And the knowledge of God that we have is the one who was before the beginning. The one who was before the beginning that created something to be precise for everything to exist and live in it. How will you tell me there is no God? Even science can't find the origin of how it came to be. And someone said he's the origin of how everything came to be. So I think even scientifically proves that there is a supreme being. And we Christians, we believers, we are telling you the supreme being is God.
Wow. Good. 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 Yeah, that sounds a little bit more, it's like an intellectual discourse. You know, Paul had a meeting with some people and they were serving, they said, to the unknown God. They raised an altar in the Bible, in the Acts of Apostles, to the unknown God. So when Paul got to them, Paul told them that unknown God that they do not know is the God he has brought to them. And with great power, he manifested God there. You know, I told you, God can be proven in two dimensions, wisdom and what? Power. Yeah, so he showed God to them with power, and most of them got converted immediately. Now, somebody will say, but there are other people that can show power too. But this power, pass, power.
Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
Good evening, Pastor.
God bless you.
Sir, I want to say thank you, very big thank you to you.
Thank God.
Oh, okay. There was a particular time in my life.
Can you be a little bit audible?
I said there's a particular time in my life when I do search for things like this, and I come across a lot of people. I come across Sadhguru. I come across forbidden knowledge.
Let's hear you loud.
The forbidden knowledge.
Forbidden knowledge. Yeah.
The guy talks about Jesus. That Jesus Christ went to a far land to go and study the Egyptian mysteries. Talking about, he said Jesus Christ is naturally God. He said that Jesus Christ is thought. This guy according to thoughts, that if we go and read about thoughts, we'll see that similar things with Jesus Christ. He talked about, he said that God himself, his name is Anuro. How is he put it? Anuro. I say there are two gods. There are two gods in Batu. He said one is Enki, one is Enli. He said the Enki and the Enli that in Batu. He said one created man for his.
Praise God. So, how did he get to know all that?
He said that if you go and check the pyramid, There are tablets, there are written tablets that is before the Bible. So in some say that old
scrolls, things that are before the Bible.
Old civilization, we're talking about the Egyptian mystery, talking about a lot of things. And if you check his comments, you see, the person say, yes, go on, sir. That kind of thing, open our eyes, that kind of,
glory to God. You know, the Bible says that in the last days, knowledge shall increase. Then it says, men will run to and fro. You see, everything you see happening is in the Bible. That's the perfect thing about the Bible. The Bible already has predicted all the things that will happen. The Bible has predicted the way people will, you know, begin to talk things about God, the way they will reason. You know, Bible has said almost everything. Almost everything. One more person, I think Faye wants to say something. Oh, there's somebody at the back. Oh, 2-3 people. We'll not be able to do much today, but let's just start.
Good evening, PM, sir. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
So, I think I was asked, how do I know God exists? So mine is very
simple. Audible.
Mine is very, very simple. I've seen God save me. I used to be somebody that, my own anger is not anger, it was wrath. I'll carry knife, break bottle. So I've actually seen God save me from wrath. He actually saved me. I'm not seeing that pattern of anger again. You can say things that, on a normal note, if it was before.
Yeah,
head could have gone.
So your own is, your existence of God is in your own change of story.
Yes.
I know myself.
Yes.
Yes. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Yeah. Glory to God.
Also, I've seen him heal me. So there was a time I had a growth between my thighs. I did not tell my parents about it. And I've used drugs. Many stories. And I remember I was just at the backyard. And I was singing a Christian song. And I went to the restroom. And I found out that it was gone. If anybody asks me in this life, how do I know that there is God? I'll just tell you about my experience. And that is all. If you don't want to agree, bye-bye.
I'll just tell you about my, if you don't like, yeah. But that's another thing. One of the most difficult people to convince otherwise about God is those who have had encounters. If you have had an encounter, forget it. Anything you are saying does not count when somebody has an encounter. It will not make sense. Anything you're saying will not make sense. Because the person will tell you, I know. Like John said, the things that our eyes have seen, that our hands have handled, of the word of life, you can't tell us anything otherwise. That's another dimension, you know. But you see, you will have to explain that encounter to that person, or you manifest something to that person. The person now sees the same thing, they also will believe. And that's why Jesus preached a lot with miracles, signs, and wonders. Because one of the ways people will believe is miracles, signs, and wonders. There are two things. The Greeks and the Jews. The Greeks always seek after knowledge. They are the ones with all this knowledge you're talking about now. So those books, those scrolls, everything before the Bible was written, it is the Greeks that usually, you know, press into a lot of knowledge. Socrates, Aristotle, they had philosophers everywhere. Do you understand? They wanted to search so much, and they will keep searching and pressing. And that's why they have Greek mythologies, where you hear about, what do you call it now? Hercules, Zeus, Hermes, Hades. What's their names again? Poseidon. Huh? Zeus. Odyssey. Yeah, he was proving power. Odyssey was proving power. Odysseus. Okay, so you know all those mythologies. So there is the mythology that the number one person happens to be, I think Zeus or one of them. So he's the one from where every other god, then they have the god of beauty, the god of knowledge, the god of this, the god of that. Now that is in man's search of breaking the god that man would know into little bits. So you see all those things that the Greeks are doing, saying the god of this, the god of that, the god of that, the god of that. There is just one God. And you don't need all the god of that, the god of that to prove anything. Because you are an expression of God too. You are a dimension of God. You are a dimension of God. You have not unleashed your power, your abito shaker. I don't trust you guys. Everybody has a hidden power. Everybody has something dynamic. Everybody has something unusual. But can I tell you the truth? Many of us never press into what we have. And what we have is from the Supreme God, but for us as believers, it is rooted in Christ. So the Bible says, God will make known the manifold wisdom of God, the multifaceted dimension of God's wisdom will be made known by the church, that is the body of Christ. That means it is the body of Christ that will be the standard to judge all those dimensions. And who are the people in the body of Christ? It's you and I. Look at your neighbor, say, what a wonder you are. You are so much. You need to get to know yourself. We all need to get to press into ourselves. It will make a lot of sense. I don't know if I'll be able to, you know, create time for that. But please, those of us who have questions, let's hold on a little bit. Let me just be able to teach. From the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created. So the Bible does not start with trying to prove the existence of God. Rather, the Bible starts by affirming that God does exist. In other words, why do I have to prove my existence when I am the definition of existence? That's how it starts. So it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It didn't say that there was a beginning before God. In other words, God determined what he called beginning. Do you understand that? So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The question you should ask is, where was God before the beginning? Where was God before he created the heavens and the earth? God is a spirit. He is eternal. And he doesn't just live in eternity. He feels eternity. Do you understand what I'm saying? He feels eternity in and out. So he decided that he would create the heavens and the earth. Now, this is the existence of God from the biblical perspective. I'm going to take it to nature. So we're going to take it a step after the other. Are we here together? Yes. So he says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So whenever somebody wants to ask, then what is the beginning? God says, don't worry, I am that beginning. Okay, let's agree that I am beginning. Because somebody will ask, is that not? So he gives himself and declares that his name is called what? Beginning. And his name is also what? End. Do you understand that? So I am the beginning and the end. That is the same word, Alpha and Omega. Do you understand now? These are the two alphabets. Alpha, the first alphabet in, is it Greek? Hebrew? I can't remember. But first alphabet here, then Omega is the last. So God is saying, I am. If you're looking at the beginning and the end, and that's what you can think of, that's what your mind can capture, then I am. Then the most amazing part, you know, he said to Moses, he said, there is a name that I have not introduced myself to your fathers. You know, then he was going to Pharaoh. You know why God had to introduce himself as I am to Pharaoh? Because the Egyptians had multiple gods. As a matter of fact, the Egyptians seemed to have a god for every day of the year. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So you cannot go to the Egyptian Pharaoh and try to claim that there is any god anywhere. That's why all those stories you're talking about, they are ancient scrolls, the pyramid, Egypt. The children of Israel built the pyramid. They built the pyramid of Egypt. It was the children of Israel, the Jews, that built Egypt. The ancient Egypt, they built it. You read the Bible, you see it. Are we here together? So you see that knowledge, besides searching for knowledge here and there, and all that, at the end of the day, God came to Moses and he said, tell them, when you get there, one thing that Pharaoh will not understand, and none of those guys will understand, tell them, I am, has sent you. You know, I said, this I am, they are talking. You see, when they ask that I am, who is he? Tell them the I am, that I am. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So if you read through the scriptures, you see that encounter Moses had. And that's why when he got to Pharaoh, Pharaoh was like, don't tell me that. He said, who is that? That I am. Who is he? He said, he is I am. That I am. That you just said, that I am. Who is he? He now said, that I am. How many of us just got what I just said now? So Moses, Pharaoh will ask, he said, who is it that sent you? And when you get there, tell him, I am. He said, ah, if he gets there, he will ask me, who is that I am? So God says, I am that I am. Do you understand it now? So that's going to be mind-blowing for Pharaoh. Like, Pharaoh, what else will I answer again? So when he got there, he had to start showing Pharaoh different dimensions of his power. The reason is because the Egyptians believed in the show of power. And to sum everything up, the rod of Moses that he threw on the ground stood up and swallowed all the rods of the Egyptian magicians. That is, those who control the gods of Egypt. Those who decided anything that will happen. Now, the rod of Moses became a serpent, but Aaron's rod, it now swallowed up their what? Rods. And that is significant to the fact that it swallowed all their gods. And guess what? He picked the rod that has swallowed their gods. So you can ask yourself, who will be the most powerful in town? So all their gods are now in the rod of Aaron. See, they don't have gods anymore. In just one encounter, God ate all their gods. Are we here together? So I want to introduce us to this God a little bit so that we can get to know him a little here and there. So this is it. Explanation into scriptures to understand both scriptural and nature's explanation of God. Now, if you settle down as a human being, there's an inner sense of God in every human. Because every human has a deposit of God inside of them, believers or unbelievers alike. You know why? All men were created by God. And the first man that God created, the Bible says, he breathed into man and he became a living soul. Every living soul you see present on the face of the earth has the breath of God inside them. That is the reason why nobody that has been created since the day creation started until now, there is no soul that can die in perpetuity. No. There's no soul that can die in perpetuity. Let me explain what that means. That means the breath of God cannot die. So those who are not saved, they will live in eternal damnation. Those who are saved will live in eternal life. So all those who have died without accepting Christ, without knowing God, before Jesus Christ came, do you understand that now? Because that's another discussion for another day. What will happen to those before Jesus Christ came and all that? That's another discussion for another day. Let's just keep that. I'm planning after the 30 days of total refreshing for 60 days of immersion in the Word. Yes. We're going to get deep in every step, one after the other. You'll be able to come out and say, Christianity is beautiful. I know Christianity. You see, the reason why we're confident when we speak is because of knowledge. Knowledge breeds confidence. Knowledge breeds confidence. That's why anybody saying that, I just laugh sometimes. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Why? Because I think I have some level of knowledge to be able to look at what that person is saying and say, just move this thing to one side. Apart from the fact that I have known him in search, I have also encountered him in person. So there's a difference. And that's how we're going to encounter God this season. After today's meeting, after the communion, some of you will have angelic encounters. Prepare your heart. What God told me about the communion today, this is it. And I told them while they were praying for the communion, I had to, this is what I saw. It's a digression, but this is what I saw. Just start brooding over it. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 24, verse 30 to 31, it says, when he sat at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Verse 31 says something there. Look at what it says. Then their eyes were open, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. Jesus came to their midst after he was raised from the dead. You know, he ate bread before. Is that not? And that was called the Last Supper. Now, he didn't do this one as supper. But he had, these guys have been gisting and talking all the way. But they didn't know him. They didn't see him. Like some of us, you've been here, but you don't know him. You've not seen him. And as we were preparing for the communion, I was just thinking tonight that communion again, God, what's this one about? And one of the things God opened my eyes to see was that scripture. He said, son, as they ate, their eyes were open. And some of you will eat tonight and your eyes will open. Listen, some of you will eat tonight and your eyes will open. It was the prayer Paul was praying that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened. Jesus sat with them as they were eating and he broke the bread and he said, take guys, eat. Take guys. As they were eating, the Bible says, they've been there, but they could not see him. They've been in church, but they've never been in touch. They've been coming around, but they have never had the knowledge of him clear to them. In fact, they've been discussing for hours, but I can tell you the truth, they didn't know who they were talking to. But he ate bread, he broke, and he gave them. The Bible says they ate, and their eyes opened. Immediately he saw that they had seen him, he disappeared. You know what that means? After you see him in an encounter, he will put another hunger to search for him again. Insatiable hunger of God. So guess what? After that, immediately they started discussing that, where is he? He again. They stood up and they were looking for him again. That's a level in God. It's a dimension where you think you have found him. And he says again, Paul now came and he said, that I may know him. Stop playing boju boju for me. That I may know you and the power of your resurrection. I've seen you like this. I've seen you like this. I've seen you like this. Anytime I try to catch you, you just show me you and you're there again. When you come into that kind of relationship with God, you will enjoy your faith. When you are thinking that you have known him, then he just says you've not known so much yet. I'm going to show you some things about knowledge of God today. Are we here together? So all persons everywhere have a deep inner sense that God really does exist. I'm going to be reading from the notes, so just listen to me. I'm saying a lot of things. They have that inner conviction that God really does exist. And Paul said to the Gentiles, the unbelievers, they knew God, but they did not honor him as God. Romans chapter 1, where I was trying to read last week. Let's go there. Romans chapter 1 now. Romans chapter 1. Let's read from verse... Romans chapter 1 from verse 18. Can you do the NIV for me? It's a study, so just pay attention. Everywhere you are, just pay attention. You need to see this. Everybody, we're going to read it together. One, two, go. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by, in other words, the truth is suppressed by their wickedness. So the foundation of people asking about the existence of God is as a result of sin. It is sin that brought us to the place where we don't even know God. Adam and Eve knew God. They had encounter with God in the Garden of Eden. They ate with him daily. They saw him every day. It was a beautiful experience. But as soon as sin came in, they ran away from God. The way Adam and Eve ran away from God and they started looking for God. And when God came, he said, I heard thy voice walking in the midst of the garden and I healed myself. He said, what happened? He said, why did you hide? He said, okay, I am naked. He said, who told you? Adam, who told you that you are naked? The knowledge of whether you are naked or clothed is within the confine of my own reality. You must have thought something that made you realize that you are naked. Not like God is blank and he didn't see everything happening. But God wanted it to play out. So he said, Adam, who told you that you were naked? Because the last time I checked, when I created you, I clothed you with something. And you are not even aware of what you were clothed with. You are not even aware of what your wife was clothed with. And that was the glory of God that clothed you. As soon as man sinned, the glory departed. The glory was lifted. And as soon as the glory was lifted, Adam could see Eve. And Eve could see Adam. And they knew that they were what? Naked. And God, it was as if the consciousness of God started departing because they were running away from him. And that's why when people begin to ask this question, in the last days it will increase more and more. The Bible already said that. In the last days, people will begin to press more about trying to hide the knowledge of God. It does not exist. It is not real. How can you prove this to us? How can you prove? And that also tells us that we are beginning to climax the end of age. Are we here together? He said, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Let's go ahead now. Let's go ahead. One to go now. In other words, God does not want to be a mystery. God doesn't want to be a mystery to men. God wants to be revealed to men plainly. God wants men to see him plainly. He wants you to see him in the eyes of another human being. He wants you to see him in nature. He wants you to see him in everything around. How many of us know that song? There's this song, Hillsong, or one of those songs there. I can't really pick it right now. You know, I can't pick it right now. But when I pick it, I'll get down. So God, write it down. God wants men to know him. He wants men to know him. At least to get to know him. He wants that. It is the desire of God. Even though it is impossible to an extent to know God in all his entirety, because that will become, then you will become a God. Like capital G. Do you understand? But God has deposited himself in all of us, so we are all the expressions of God everywhere. So that it's only if you can know everybody all over the face of the earth, gather all of them and know them, would you be able to know God? It would be difficult. He has fragmented and shedded himself out into all of us in various expressions, so that one person cannot know him in its entirety. How does that sound to you? Do you understand what that means? Are you sure you understand? You will have to, it's just like saying there is a puzzle and you're trying to solve the puzzle of God, called God. And the puzzle of God is in men and nature. God didn't make it hard. It's a puzzle. But because you cannot stand here and pick all men and fix them and fix all of nature, you cannot know God in all his entirety. It's only those ones around you that you can picture. The things around you. I can speak as somebody in Nigeria and explain some things about God based on the things I see in nature, the plants and the animals I know. How about the ones under the sea I don't know? How about the trees and the plants that look so awkward? I do a lot of documentary. I like animal documentary, planets, plants and all that. Just go and check a little bit. You will see God. So that you know that any person who denies, there is no way, there must be an intelligent being that ordered those things. Check the planetary bodies, the sun, the moon, and the stars, the planets. The earth is rotating around its what? Axis, and its orbit is revolving, is that not? And every time that happens, somebody can stay here in 1928 and predict that in 2024, there will be an eclipse. Why will that man be able to predict it? God had given men knowledge in such a way that by scientific calculation, he kept the world like a clock so that you can determine the times and the seasons. And in Genesis chapter 1, he said that. He said he made the sun, the lesser sun to rule the day, the lesser one to rule the night. And he said for what? He said for times and seasons. So somebody can stay here and calculate the times and seasons. And because nature is so organized, it is not distorted, that eclipse will happen. The white man is not a spirit. The white man is just advanced. Advanced. Just exposure and advancement is what has brought that to that point where somebody can calculate it. That is why, as white as you think the white man is, sometimes if a black man travels and is exposed to the same apparatus, the same tools and everything, he acts the same way. How many of us understand what I'm saying? In the intensive healthcare centers around the world right now, Nigerians seem to be some of the most sophisticated medical doctors and experts everywhere. They are powerful in different places, doing powerful things everywhere. Why? Because they were being exposed to that knowledge. Are we here together? So you come to understand that everything about God, God doesn't want it to be difficult. But see what the Bible says here. Go ahead. The person on the seat is sleeping. For since, let's read it together. I want to go down. Have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made. That means the place where we start searching from God. Many of us, where you cannot have an intellectual discussion with people who are arguing God, is because you don't know much about nature.
If you take your time and study about nature, you'll be able to ask somebody questions and ask the person, who makes the sun stay where the sun is staying? Who did the revolution? Who organized it in such a way that the sun will be on this point and there will be season, rainy season and dry season, and snow will be on this side? Who organized the earth in such a dynamic way that there are all manner of precious stones in different places of the world and they are evenly shared apart? Who did it in such a way that the sun must rise here and will set on this other side? And the Bible still tells us the person that did it. He said he upholds all things by the word of his power. And how did he create the world? By the word. So every time science is trying to ask, science will need to come back to the Bible to get its answer. Because when science says, who did this? Who did that? Who did that? And somebody's saying it's one person and one person. No, the Bible says, in the beginning, God put a seal. Are we here together? So when somebody's trying to argue all that, you ask the person, wait, are you saying that all these plants that grow out of this tree, how do they suck the nutrients that they need from the ground in such a way that after they have sucked it, they will produce fruits? And in season, calculated seasons, mango will show up. Calculated season, pawpaw will show up. Only by the intelligence of a man can they thwart these seasons, because God has given man that power to create. God has given man the ability to do some dimensions of creation. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Who organized it in such a way that when you go to the ocean will not cross a particular place except there is something wrong somewhere. It will not cross. The wild animals are where they are. They are still there. They have not always crossed. Except something terrible happens, they start crossing their boundaries. And in fact, wait. Who created the leopard to have the kind of spots that he has? And the cheetah, a different kind of spot. And the tiger, a different kind of appearance. And the lion, a different kind of appearance with his own head. And who made the alligators? Who made the crocodiles? Such animals in all their intellectual... Who made them? Who made them? And they say it's nature. Who made nature? There must be a final bus stop where everything started and ends. There must be a final bus. And that person is God. But you know why men do not want to acknowledge it? The Bible says only a fool will not acknowledge it. Why? He's too full to see anything about God. He's filled up already, so he cannot see. And why will a person come to that point? The Bible says it is sin in the wickedness of their hearts. Sin has entered, so man is questioning the existence of his creator. It's like man saying that, God who created me, you don't exist. And the Bible explains and says that there is a God who kills and makes alive. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Ojinko lo kokpa apa kon awokan yi o osubare ma re o. I think that's where that comes from. The God that killeth and maketh alive. You understand what I'm saying now? Mario, along to lagbara o. Osubara Mario. Mario, Osubara Mario. Olorun to le mi mi o. Osubara Mario. That's how men are supposed to worship God, but they have left the place of worship and they are beginning to ask, who is he? The angels that stay before the front throne of God, they don't ask who he is. They keep saying, holy, holy, holy. But because God made man in his image and in his likeness and gave man such an intelligence, and don't joke with the intelligence of man, man is an intelligent being. The nature of God is in man. The nature of God to create and make things happen that angels do not possess is in man. You must understand that. There is a touch of God in every human being. There is a touch of God inside of us. Are you getting what I'm saying now? The infinite mind created the universe. So when you look at the universe, then you begin to ask questions also. Who thought the snail that when disaster comes, it runs into his shell? How? How would it know? How does the cockroach understand when it comes into a place just with the antenna of the cockroach on the head? It can tell the distance, things that are happening around there. It can tell. Who gave that animal such an intelligent sense of smell that it can smell you? A shark can smell blood how many miles far away? Who made it? How? So when they say we always only prove God through Bible alone, we say, wait. Let's get back to nature and you will see God in nature. When we get into nature, we will see God in nature. God made all these beautiful animals. And when he made all these things in the beginning, the Bible says when he did everything, he saw it that it was what? Good. Look at the plants and the animals. Explain to me how coconut gets its water inside. Explain. Is nature, what is nature? If nature is anything, maybe you'll be trying to tell me that nature, God is nature or something. But you know what? We see God in nature. God is beyond nature. Nature is, Katanamaya. God cannot be nature. Rather, we see God where? In nature. Because he himself made nature. There is a being that designed nature itself. There is a being that designed nature. Are you getting what I'm saying here right now? Are you getting what I'm saying right now? How would you explain the fact that as a human being, you would sleep? And when you sleep, certain things in your body keep working. Everything does not sleep. Do you know that when you are asleep, your spirit is not asleep? Your body will rest. Your spirit is still doing a lot of work. And that's why sometimes you are having dreams when you have done too much in the day. Why? You have put your mind too much at work that even when your body is sleeping, your mind is hyperactive. Who made this kind of being? What is man that you are so mindful of him? They ask. The son of man that you visit him. You made him a little lower than Elohim and crown him with glory and honor. You must understand that man is so sophisticated. How can you explain many of the things that you see with your eyes? You are not seeing with your eyes. The eyes cannot see. If light does not hit the eyes, it will not see. It is light that enables the eye to see. What did God program in light? And where does it hit that gives the reflection that bounces back as an image that we can see? How? You must be able to explain these things in detail before you can prove to me that there is no God. Explain to me how the hairs on my hair will grow after I have shaved every single thing. Days after, it will start growing again. Explain. Let's explain it. Explain. Check your digestive system and see what you are made up of. You ate something and after you are eating it, somehow God designed it inside here. Something is inside here. Okay, let's not say God now. The being designed it in such a way that there will be digestion, breaking down of the molecules. Science was only able to find out the things that God did. And can I tell you why science found it out? God gave them a clue, a little. Just, and guess what? Do you know since when God did it? See how many years it's taking them to discover some things? That means it's slow. Man's catching up with God is very slow. There's no way man cannot catch up with his maker. What he did since is what you are seeing now, and you are shouting. We are excited. We are shouting. We are celebrating something that he has seen the end from the word beginning. Even in the Bible, he has started explaining some things far along. That's what man is just seeing now. And that man has enough sense to question the existence of God. Is he the one that sleeps and cannot be sure whether he will wake up this next morning? Is the one opening his mouth discussing with you about the existence of God? Who is the person behind this thing? Who exactly is behind all this? Who makes all these things happen? Are you getting what I'm saying now? If I have to sit down and we begin to break everything down bit after bit, the rising of the sun and the setting of the same, the snow weather, the snow and the winter, the rain and the dry season and rainy season, I will begin to analyze everything bit by bit. Then human beings are designed in such a way that they are not all the same. And science eventually discovered that since creation started, this being has never created one person twice. He has never created one 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 twice. He has never created, as he has never created one twice from the beginning up until now. That is how even in eternity, we will never be able to know him. He has never created one twice. He has never. Science has failed. You know why? When science makes a phone and they put facial recognition, a twin can clock in for his own twin. That shows the failure of science. Because in the real intricate part of the being that God created, if two of them stand here side by side, even though their face can clock, their mind does not clock. That's God. That just shows the failure of science, that as much as they tried to do all the calculation and the details, these guys were so merged in such a way that if this one's face shows, this other one will clock in for the person. But tell that person standing here, be in two different rooms. Let's read the mind of this one and read your mind. Brothers, it will be far apart. Originality in personalities is the trademark of God's creation. Anytime you look at what, go and ask science and let them tell you botany. They will explain to you that every tree, every plant, leaf on a tree, all those leaves, that there's no leaf that the palms of those leaves are equal. On that tree you see, as big as that tree with many leaves everywhere. Take each of the leaf and put it and do the scan. None of them are equal. He created everything distinct, one by one. In nature, is the details of God's ability. So detailed. Do a little bit of research with what do you call it now? Animal kingdom. And start looking at the things under the water. You'll be afraid. You will wonder. You will say, how? Who told the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can never come this far? And who showed the moon where to stand till evening? These words alone can catch a falling star. And I know my Redeemer. I know my Redeemer is. Lord of creation, testify. Let his light within me shine. I know my Redeemer. So when he wanted to create the earth, he came in the beginning and he created the heavens and the earth. Then science and scientists began to discover things. And they entered other planets and started asking questions. Why is it not here? Why is it not here? And God showing them every day, I know why I kept man here. If you take man to the other place, you have to balance some things for the blood of man to be balanced. There are some places where men will enter and their blood will dry up. There are some places where man will enter and he will start floating. There are some places where man will enter and you discover that he's lighter than air or he's heavier and cannot carry himself. God saw all those places and at the end of the day, he said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth and he put man where? In the earth. He said, stay here on the earth. This is where I want you to be. If science eventually discovers something and put man inside a place different from the earth, remember, it is just in the intelligence that God has put in man that they can make man sustained in that place. But the question is, who made the man that can be sustained in that place? Every time we see the sophistication of science and the discovery and invention, we are supposed to be praising God and not nature. It is God we should praise because it is his intelligence that is in men. If not for his intelligence, how would men do that? Is anybody going to say now? And they say if it's not God, then you must show us that intelligent being. Do you know everything is properly calculated? How many of us understand that if it is just a random act, everything will just be happening, blah, 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 and it will not be organized? It is very organized. Everything. Your digestive system, your respiratory system, your blood circulation, your heartbeat, everything is very organized. And he made it that way. Just imagine you put your eyes at the back of your head and told you to be walking forward. Just imagine he put your mouth under your legs. It must be an intelligent being that calculated it, that the mouth will be in this position so that the mouth can be so close to the nose that sometimes you have to smell something to be able to eat it. You don't understand? It is such a beautiful way to understand, because if your nose is far from your mouth, close your nose and eat and see whether you feel the taste. Close your nose and eat. Then you see that God did it in such a way that it has to be balanced. I did it that way. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Just imagine the details. Go down, then in nature you begin to see God. In all the things around us, you start seeing God. An intelligent being has made this happen. So I should be able to have an intelligent discussion with people. And I say, no, I don't believe in God. Let's do this. It takes a very daft mind to say these things. Because a very sound mind must press into knowledge and begin to ask all the details and every single thing. Then we will go and find somebody behind it. Because for every effect, there is a cause. For every effect, there is what? A cause. Nothing starts rolling if nothing has put it in motion. The earth, how did it start rolling by itself? Somebody hits it like a ball and said, keep rolling. And he holds those things by the words. Does anybody get what I'm saying here now? Are you sure? You're getting what I'm saying? It will tell you, proves to you that though you might not be a scientist, you might not be part of the most intelligent people in the world in the human order, but God said he has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And he said, oh philosophers, where is your wisdom? I'll show you when we get there. Let's just read very fast and I wrap up here. Where are we? Romans what verse did we stop there? It says, his eternal power and divine nature, having been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without what? Excuse. Verse 21. It says, for although they knew God, the truth is that they know. Every human being feels a depth of God, something about God inside. He said, they neither glorified him as what? God, nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became what? Futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. This is how scripture explains the question about the existence of God. Are you getting the gist here now? Go ahead now. Go ahead. It says, although they claim to be what? Every person who tries to argue the existence of God, is it not wisdom they are claiming? Their fellow human beings say, oh, more wisdom. Give us more wisdom. But God said they claim to be wise, but they became what? Fools. Go ahead. We're reading. It's a long reading. And exchange the glory of the immortal God for the images made to look like mortal man and beings and birds and animals and reptiles. All the things that God created. They started creating all those things. And now you'll be bowing down before. How can somebody in the right senses bow down before a bird, bow down before a tree, bow down before the creation? They started worshiping the creation rather than the creator. Instead of asking for the creator, they subjected themselves to the creation. And you know the bad thing? The most exalted creation is the one that Satan darkened his mind to bow to the base creation. Animals cannot be compared to man. Trees cannot be compared to man. But when men want to worship, they worship animals. They worship trees. The waters and the oceans, they cannot be compared to man. Man has done it in such a way that man can control the direction of the ocean and stop certain things and reconstruct bridges on top. Yet man will go and bow to the water. The foolishness of man has brought man to a state where he's like he's lost his senses. Instead of seeing that you were created to subdue and dominate, you are now bowing down to something you are supposed to subdue and dominate. He said, because of that behavior, God gave them over to sinful desires and their hearts to sexual impurities for the degrading of their bodies one with another. Go ahead. They exchange the truth about God for a lie. Can you see now? There is a truth about God and his existence. They have exchanged it for what? A lie. And worship and served created things rather than the creator who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. That is where lesbianism shows up. And homosexuality. That's where it came. It's this foolishness of the heart of men. He said, because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged the natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. So that human beings are looking for dogs to have sex with. Human beings are looking for horses to have sex with. Man, Adam looked for all those things in the Garden of Eden. And the Bible says there was not a help suitable for Adam. Now the children of Adam have gone back to the things that Adam looked and said there is no life there. That's where they are going back to. Are we going forward or going backwards? The assumption is that we are advancing, but in the sight of God, we are retrogressing. They are going back. What their father saw, and he said, and there was not a helpmate suitable for him. Now, people are saying they are marrying their cats, they are marrying their dogs, and people are gladly having sex with animals. In fact, some people are beginning to marry special objects. There are some laws in different countries that the person can choose to marry his handkerchief. Nonsense. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust one for another. Can you see that there is a spirit that is controlling that thing? The Bible says God gave them over to do any shameful rubbish they like to do. Their hearts have been depraved because they got themselves bankrupt of the knowledge of God. They are empty. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their errors. Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind so that they do what ought not to be done. It ought not to be done, but that is what they are doing. Because they refuse to retain the knowledge of God, God gave them over and said, yeah, do what you like. Kai, do what you like and see how human beings are living their lives. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God. Can you see many of those people on the internet now? The way they hate God, the way people hate God now. Yeah. They will, everything you say God, they will so passionately hate their creator. But guess what? Every time they are hating him like that, he's opening his heart of love and saying, these are the one that is trained, I will go after you. I don't care about this. I don't care leaving this 99. I'm coming after you. I pray that somebody on the internet will not deceive you from knowing God. Then later the person finds God. Because some of them will have an encounter. I'm just sorry for those who will be deceived. And that's the problem. Sorry for those ones who are deceived. Because some of those people, the day the I am that I am shows up in his room, and for a whole day, he cannot speak. Huh? When he opens his mouth, he will say, here am I, Lord, send me. And the person that he has deceived probably did not have such encounter and is still continuing the foolishness of his own heart. Does anybody get what I'm saying here today? I'm saying this because we're in a generation of people who are being deceived every day. So that many of us will be careful and you not allow these people to see all manner of things that will get you out of place. The Bible says insolent, arrogant, boastful. They invent ways of doing what? Evil. They invent ways of doing what? Yes, a man having bum bum and having breasts is invention of ways of doing what? A woman trying to turn herself to a man is a way of doing what? They are inventing this. They are now inventors. Instead of doing something powerful with the creative ability of God, they are now doing evil. Actually, there is something called that forbidden knowledge. And the forbidden knowledge is a knowledge that is not supposed to be explored by humans. But demons have touched that knowledge and they are the ones schooling men. And that's the teaching for another day, but let me just give you a little hint. Forbidden knowledge, they really exist, but they are forbidden. Why is it forbidden? It is not something that God wants men in their to be privy to. Do you understand what I'm saying now? In the Garden of Eden, God said there's a tree of the knowledge of good and tree of the knowledge of good. Get it? Tree of the knowledge of good. He said they should not eat it. Is that not? The day they ate it, man began to know good. So as much as people are knowing good, there is also a dimension of knowledge that is called evil. And that evil knowledge is only small that men know. Demons know more of evil because they are evil spirits. So when demons go into their own world, they search out those knowledge. And any man that is open to them, ready to help them as an evangelist, they will share the knowledge with the man. And the man will come to the realm of men and start pointing that thing. And you see people on the internet click like, share. That's where we are. Demons are revealing things to men. And it's clear in the Bible, very clear. The Bible says that they are doctrines of demons. Doctrines of demons. Is anybody getting what I'm saying today? Are you learning anything tonight? The Bible says they invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. Go ahead now. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death. Have you heard somebody say that? Hellfire, I like hell. Let me enter hell. I want to be in hell. Have you been hearing? They will install AC. They always say this on the internet. That if there is hellfire, we will see that we install AC in hell. Ah! Oh, Moby Thompson. The worms never die. Sulfur, brimstone. It's not a place where you can stay to install AC. It is the daftness of the mind of that person that made him not read well. It is called bottomless pit. Wama sink law. There's no place to stand. In a bottomless pit, how will you be installing AC? A bottomless pit. Do you understand? Bottomless. Oh, Mama Jabo, lie, titi, ati, aye, titi, ati, titi, ati, and the titi, ati, and the titi, ati, oh, Mama Jabo. See, when people have not read the Bible, they just talk rubbish. They just appear everywhere. And we talk about, that's why I tell you, Christians, read your Bible. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. I'm begging you, read. Because all this nonsense will be flying everywhere if you don't read. And anybody can come and say anything if you don't read. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Somebody stands in front of you as the person is saying, how do you prove God? How do you prove God? Whether he's a lecturer or is anything, the person needs lectures. Because to the best of that person is little that he still knows. And guess what? Every time they look at us Christians, they will say, don't say that. He's a professor of this, professor of that. Brothers and sisters, we may not be professor of whatever you think you are calling it. But the Bible says God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. While you are still talking the prophet, if we don't give you wisdom, we'll give you power. You calm down. Can decree, and the person will not wake you next morning. That's the end. You get what I'm saying here? let's understand that when we begin to understand the unlimited power that we carry, and we begin to tell ourselves that, but in God we are operating in that realm. You don't understand. You don't understand. Elijah stood in front of an army and he said, go blind. And they went blind. And when it was time for their eyes to open, he said, open. And their eyes opened. The God who created nature walking through him, he was controlling nature. Control the opening of their eyes and the closing of their eyes. At a particular point, the prophet, the king wanted to raise his hand against the prophet, and the hand came up and couldn't come down again. He said, please beg your God to bring the hand back. And he talked to God and he brought the hand back. Who did they talk to? Is it nature? If it's nature, no problem. If that's what you think. Somebody say, God Babalawo can talk to somebody and they do that. Yes, because there are powers in all realms. But we are saying that there is a super power. Satan has never claimed that he created the world. He has never claimed that he created men. Nowhere. Satan has never tried to claim it. The only thing you see about Satan, anybody who brings Satan up, is that Satan is claiming that he was displaced. In other words, he's actually a lower being, which is true. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Although they know God's righteous decree, those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. Is that all? Glory to God. So, this is just the little that I'm able to show you this today. Paul also recognized that sin will cause people to deny their knowledge of God. He who speaks these things, the Bible says there's wickedness in their hearts. In the life of a Christian, the inner awareness of God becomes stronger and stronger as you get born again. It becomes stronger and stronger. And there are some times in your life, there are some days in your life where you also feel like questioning the existence of God, true or false. Yes, those are the days where it proves to you that you have a mind. You have a mind. You are a human being. And that's why sometimes it wanders through your mind. And sometimes it is in the low moments of your life. Maybe the times where you are broke, you don't have the money you want, or there is a family member that is sick and you are prayed and nothing has happened yet, and you're saying, God, where are you? And the times you're asking all those kind of questions, where are you? Where are you? But when we go back to scriptures, we will see that some of those things really happened there. And some of these people did not ask God, where are you? They died in faith, believing that God exists. You don't understand. Some people died in what? Go and read Hebrews 11. Some people died in what? Faith. They chose to die for what they have believed. That because I have believed this, even if I die, I die. That is conviction. That is faith. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here today? I can't even teach anything again. I'll close here. I have like 10, 15 pages. I've just done page one. God help my life. And the Spirit bears witness with our spirits that we are the sons of God. So there is a witness in every one of us. From time to time, you feel that witness. You sense it. Every born again feels that and senses that witness from time to time. And there are times where because of challenges and trials, Satan will make you want to doubt. In those moments, the Bible says the just shall live by their faith. So to believe God is a faith thing. It's actually not a thing that we prove. But because men need proofs, we give them proofs. But in actual sense, believing God is my faith. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. You don't understand? If you come, you have to believe that he is. Is this a question and everybody will start proving to you? No. And nobody can come to the Father except he is drawn. So you see all those arguments and everywhere, their hearts are not yet drawn. So Paul describing it, he said that if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them who are lost, whom the God of this world has blinded. In other words, the person that is busy with the assignment of blinding the hearts of men and women, covering them in darkness, is who? The God of this world. That the light of the glorious gospel will not be able to do what? Penetrate. Because he knows that when he penetrates, you know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So we see a world where we live in and people are questioning and asking things. And many of us who are supposed to stand, sometimes we do not know. But now you are getting to know more. You should be able to defend this God. You should be able to put everything. Who organized it in such a way that like begat like? Like gives birth to like. A man gives birth to a child. And they can trace for 3 generations the DNA of a man inside the child. How? 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 And they say, nobody did it. It was a big bang. Oh, the bang gone. What a bang. That will just create everything. So it was the big bang that organized your fingers. That this one, check all of your hands. See all of you. Check. It's a big bang that organized your hand like this. Do you know that if anyone is moved out of the place, handling things will be difficult? Big bang organized your life like that. Charles Darwin organized it. Are you getting what I'm saying? When you look at you, you will know. Wait, let's know. We will know who created you. Let's remove all your teeth. Then you will see that God calculated everything that man will need. And there is, he said, when he finished making man, he looked and he said, wow. Then the psalmist said, I am wonderfully and fearfully made by God. Tonight we'll take the communion and God will begin to open our eyes. The Bible says in the place where I read to us that Jesus Christ, they've been on a journey. And while they were journeying together, they were talking about him. He was with them, but they did not know him. They were discussing. Listen, as they were discussing, after Jesus was raised from the dead, the journey to Emmaus, while they were talking about Jesus, I think that's what we should read as we close tonight. Can you pray in the Holy Ghost just a little bit? I sense an anointing. The supernatural will break forth. And somebody will experience the healing power of Jesus here today. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed, Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed, Adonai. Adonai. Let me hear you, Adonai. Arabadele barakaba yaga ba 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 ba. Let me hear you, Adonai. Ashele barababababababababababababa. Let me hear you, Adonai. Errabadalebelegedelebashaibabababababababa. Let me hear you, Adonai. Aya. Let me hear you, Adonai.
From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name
is Tobeh
Adonai. Hey, from the rising of the sun.
Your name is Tobeh
Adonai.
We hear
you,
Adonai.
Let me hear you, Adonai.
Sun
to the setting of the same, your name
is to be hallowed,
Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name.
Adonai.
Let me hear you, Adonai.
Adonai.
Let me hear you, Adonai. Let me hear you, Adonai. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Just go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Just go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. We have said that we know him in wisdom and power. And he will manifest himself tonight. Somebody will have an encounter that you will live with all the rest of your life. Somebody will have an encounter that you will live with all the rest of your life. That you will go back and tell people, I have met him. I have seen him. I have known him.
God of creation, there are the sun before the beginning of time, with no point of rest.
You spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonders of life. And as you speak, 100 billion galaxies above, in favor of your breath, the planet formed. Hey! If the stars were made to worship, so will I can see your heart in everything you make. And echo shaba rabba baba ba. Every pun in style, a signal fire pray. Rabba baba baba. If creation sings your praises, so will I.
God, I'm coming. You don't speak in vain. No syllable.
God of your promise. Don't speak in vain, the syllables empty, oh.
For once you have spoken, all nature and science follow the sounds of your voice. And as you speak,
100 billion, the power of God is going to hit somebody. The power of God is going to be mighty where you are. The healing power of God. The glory of God. The God within you will cry. The God within you will roar. The God within you will manifest.
Your nature's soul.
Shabadada.
I can see your heart in everything you say.
Hey!
Every painted and sky, a canvas of your grace. Your creation still obeys your soul with love. So will I. 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 God of salvation, you chase down my heart through all of my failure and
pride.
On a hill you created the light of the world, abandoning darkness to die. Oh, and as you speak, 100 billion failures disappear. Where you lost your life so I could find it.
Hey!
If you left the grave behind, your soul will lie. I can see your heart in everything you've done. Every part is a work of art called love. If you gladly show surrender, so will I. I can see your heart in a billion different ways.
A billion different ways.
Every precious one, the child you died to save. If you gave your life to love them, so will I.
Like you would again, a heart trembling inside. From a measured
amount
of desire.
You're the one who never leaves the one behind. You're the one who never leaves the one behind. You're the one who never leaves the one behind. You're the one who never leaves the one behind. You're the one, you're the one. You're the one who never leaves the one behind. You're the one, you're the one. You're the one.
The wonders of his grace will walk in your heart now, walk in your life. There's a God who lives in the heavens of heaven, who superintends over the affairs of men, the God of all creation, the mighty God, the one who never fails, the mighty God, the one who never slumbers. I speak by the authority of Jesus that as you take this bread now, your eyes are open in the name of Jesus. Encounter God in the name of Jesus. Break forth into glorious encounters in the name of Jesus. You will know God as a healer tonight. Listen, you will know God as a healer tonight. You will know God as the one who breaks the chains of addictions tonight. You will know God as the one who lifts the beggar up tonight. You will know God as the Redeemer tonight. You will know God in all the ways he ought to be known tonight. In the name of Jesus. Everyone here has a different way you desire to know God. Whatever way you desire to know God, whatever way you desire to know God, the hundreds of people gathered here and those that are online, particularly and individually, explicitly and so clearly, may the Lord reveal himself to you in the name of Jesus. As a healer, as a deliverer, as a helper, as a strength, as a sustainer, may the Lord reveal himself to you in the name of Jesus. Growths and lumps, hear my voice. Cancers, pains, diseases of all sorts, fears, depression, anxiety, worries, Hear my voice right now. I command you, fade in the name of Jesus. Fade in the name of Jesus. Fade in the name of Jesus. This bread and this wine, as you take tonight, may it launch you into revelations, encounters, the dimensions of God you have never known in your life. Break forth into new realms in the name of Jesus. The Bible said while he sat with them, he broke the bread, and as soon as he gave it to them, their eyes were open. Their eyes were open. Every area where you desire to know God, every area where you desire to have an encounter with his power in the miraculous, every area where you desire to know God in wisdom, I declare, as we break this bread tonight, your eyes are open in the name of Jesus. True dreams, revelations, night encounters, day encounters, trance, your eyes are open in the name of Jesus. Through meditations, your eyes are open in the name of Jesus. As you study the word, your eyes are open in the name of Jesus. In the place of prayer, your eyes are open in the name of Jesus. Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, be made conformable unto his death. A fresh experience of the knowledge of Jesus. A fresh experience of the knowledge of Jesus. A fresh experience of the knowledge of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Before we take the communion tonight, if you know you have not accepted Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior, I'll need you to indicate and I'll pray with you. We partake of the communion after we have encountered him as Lord and Savior. After you have known him as your Lord and Savior, the disciples who believed in him were the ones who took the communion. If you believe in him, if you have not believed in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have not accepted him, made that intentional decision to follow him and be a disciple of Jesus, you raise your hand tonight. I'm going to pray with you. And you say these prayers after me as your hands are raised. You say, Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my Savior. Have mercy on me, Jesus. I receive forgiveness of sin and eternal life into my spirit. I declare I'm born again. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. If you made that confession, it means that you have made a decision to follow Jesus. And one of the signs that you have made up your mind to follow Jesus is the intentional efforts that you make to grow yourself in the word and in the place of prayer. The hunger is a sign of life. When there is hunger, there is life. Where there is no hunger, an appetite is a sign of sickness. And where a person cannot even feel anything is a sign of death. The sign of death. So ensure that you wake up and start pressing after God. God is opening a new season to you. Those of us that are online, ensure that you get your bread and your wine and you take this communion with us. Jesus instituted this and we are following suit. He said, do it as often as you do it. You are showing the Lord's death until he comes. And so I'm reminding somebody of Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And now that you are a new creation, may the realities of our faith become real to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you for the bread. And I thank you for the wine. We receive it with gladness of heart, with honor and reverence for your body and for your blood that was shed for us. Thank you, Lord. As we see our eyes open, I will break forth into new realms of fellowship and encounter with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yahweh Rapha Elohim.
You're The ushers will direct us where you get to the cup. The wider part of the knob is where you're opening. The wider part of the knob is where you open.
Adonai, you manifest yourself. You are Alpha. You are Shaddai, and Jireh. Adonai, manifest yourself. Shachared of Yaneh, Nidiri Zulid, Shik Yahweh. You are Alpha. Shua Elohim, Shaddai, Shua Jireh, Adonai.
I declare healing, healing, spiritual awakening, spiritual refreshing, in the name of Jesus.
Shua Rafa.
Healing, spiritual refreshing, transformation.
Yes, Lord, you manifest yourself. Just you are Elohim. Yes, you are Shaddai. Jireh. Adonai.
Jesus. Go ahead and pray the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and pray the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and pray the Holy Ghost. Shambele barababababababaya.
Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim,
Ruach Elohim,
Ruach Elohim,
Ruach Elohim, Ruach
Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim.
Go ahead and pray the Holy Ghost. The power of God is hitting on you. The power of God is on you right now. The power of God is on you right now. Yes, yes. Holy Ghost, break forth.
Break forth.
Break forth. Break forth.
The Lord of hosts, the King of glory. Shaweh, 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 the Lord, the King of glory. Shaweh, 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 Shaweh.
breakthrough here. Jehovah Sabaoth. Jehovah Sabaoth.
The Lord of hosts, the King of Yahweh.
Somebody shout power! Somebody shout power! 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 Yes, 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 yes. Power, 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 power. Elemenegede lebo shaiba. Roya ba 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 ba. Elemenegede le 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 le. Rrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr Shamanai, the rider, rider, rider. Roa, yada, ba, 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 ba. Roa, leke, nelebo, shambe, le, ba, 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 ba. Escopre, le, nelebo, shabai. Meni, le. Roa, yaga, ba, 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 ba. Emene, ke, nelebo, shara, ba, 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 ba. Rushke, le. Roa, yaga, ba, ba, ba. Meni, anaba, leke, nelebo. Reko, seke, nelebo, shaba, ba, 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 ba. Ruana de Mandie Rush Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of the armies of heaven, 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 break forth amongst us, break forth amongst us, break forth amongst us. Iliai, Iliai, Shama, la 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 la. Holy, 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 holy. Sing the Lord of hosts. Shame de 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 La cosende le bara. The God of the armies of heaven, the God of the heavenly hosts, the God who appears and the Red Sea parts, the God who appears and rivers are made in the wilderness. By the outstretch of his arm, the Red Sea parted. By the blast of his nostrils, the mountains cannot stand. Whatever stands against your life, against your career, against your future, against your health, right now, I declare, by the power of the move of God, they are destroyed in the name of Jesus. Fire like rain, let your glory fall. Like fire, like rain, let it fall. Aye le bara ba 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 mane ke le bara ba 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 ya. Eko seke te le bara mbe le ba 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 ya. Eli eko sheme ne ke de. Roar le bara ba 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 ba. Ele ko seke de le bo shara ba 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 ba.
Let your glory shine like fire, like rain. Let it fall, and like fire, like rain. Let it fall, let it fall, let it fall, let it fall, let it fall.
Asokete le borobo shene ba 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 ba. Eliene rogo zogo rolo bo sharra ba da 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 da.
Let your glory.
Roa ye ne ke de de de.
Like fire, like rain.
Eyes that see him, ears that hear his voice, eyes that see him, Ears that hear his voice. Eyes that see him. Ears that hear his voice. Enter new realms of encounters. 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 Some of you are seeing revelations here. Break forth. Break forth into revelational encounters. Encounters. See light. See light. As you close your eyes, you will see that light now. You feel that hand now. You see that power right now. 1, 2, 3. See Jesus. Beyond doubt, know Jesus. Beyond argument, know Jesus.
Yes, you are here.
We behold until we are found. See Jesus.
That we will wait.
See Jesus.
Yes, we behold.
Shabai ba 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 ba.
We behold. Until we are, until we, yes, we behold. We behold. We will stay. Until we are, until we, yes, we behold.
Somebody's baptized with the Holy Ghost. Somebody's baptized with the Holy Ghost. Start praying in tongues now. Close your eyes now. Some of you will see things. Just close your eyes. If you can be silent. If you can be silent, close your eyes. And their eyes were open. Close your eyes and you will see. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Isaiah saw the Lord seated on his throne. Close your eyes. What can you see? What can you see? What can you see? What can you see? Yes, yes, yes. Yes, it's getting clearer. Just close your eyes and see. See him. Some of you, as you see him, you will not be able to stand up. You will not be able to stand what you see. Some of you will see things. See Jesus. I see Jesus seated on the throne. I pay homage to the Lamb upon the throne. See Jesus. I see Jesus seated on the throne. When you see his holiness, sin will lose its grip on you. When you see his holiness, addiction will be broken permanently. When you see His Majesty, see Him, see Him, see Him, see Him, see Him, see Him, see Him. Yes, 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 see Him. With the host of angels, they are crying, holy, 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 holy. See yourself before the throne. See yourself before the throne. Shimane gabaya gabababababaya. The cherubims and the seraphims cry, holy, holy. They cry, holy, holy. They see a holy God. What do men see? What do you see when you look? They see the holy God. What do you see when you look? What you see determines the way you behave. What you see determines the way you act. What you see determines the one you bow to. Cherubims, 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 cherubims. They are crying holy. They are crying holy. They are crying holy. They are crying holy. Yes, they are crying holy. See the cherubims and the seraphims crying holy. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. He's the Lord God Almighty. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. They cry, holy, holy, holy. What you see determines the way you live. What you see determines your conviction. What can you see? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When you see Him, your appetite for sin will be dissolved. When you see Him, lust will fade. When you see Him, your hunger for Him will arise. What do you see? Lift up your voice and give God thanks tonight. Just give him thanks tonight. People who have encounters with God, God will release songs of the night. God will release wisdom. He will release grace. When you see him, everything changes. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Let there be silence in the house. Mekotilam radina mashaka pandele bias. Seta da 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 da. There's a prophetic anointing in the house. There's a prophetic anointing in the house. Daniel said he gives wisdom. David said he gives songs. Receive. Receive. By the count of three, receive wisdom, songs, systems, wisdom for systems and structure buildings, wisdom for building empires, business empires. Wisdom, receive now, wisdom, wisdom. Christ has been made unto us, wisdom and the power of God. Many of you will have encounters this week. You will sleep. You will have an encounter. You wake up, you sleep again, and it will continue. You wake up, you sleep again, and it will continue. It will look like God is waking you and saying, part one, part two, part three. Through encounters, some of you will write books. Through encounters, some of you will tell things. Depths of revelation. That eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and has not entered into the heart of men. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lamb upon the throne. My eyes have seen the King, the Lamb upon the throne. My eyes have seen the King, the Lamb upon the throne. Who reigns forevermore. Thank you, Jesus.
For my eyes have seen the King.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Now listen, many of you, when you get back home, just create an atmosphere of worship and stay there. You will have encounters.
Many people who have desired to meet God and encounter Him, they pray and they cry for encounters. And God is gracious enough. The Bible says He will reveal Himself to those whose hearts are pure. Blessed are them pure in heart, for they will see God. And don't say to yourself, I'm not pure. All you need to do is to say, Lord, I open up to You. Purify my heart and reveal Yourself to me. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Sit up in heavenly places. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. Lifted high above the worship of the people of the earth. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lamb upon the throne, who reigns forevermore. And some of you, God will specifically speak the ears of people to you that you will need to preach to this season. And when you meet them, by the time you ask, what is your name, they will tell you. It will be a confirmation. Some of you, God will lead you out of your houses on a journey to reaching out to certain specific people that are ordained for salvation this season. And it will have you disciple them. When you start with them, don't stop. Some of them will be chronic believers of other faith. And God will tell you, be patient with them until they come. God will take you on a journey. Through your journey of pressing to help people know Him, He will now reveal Himself to you. The journey of the revelation of God for many of us will be tied to your own journey of wanting to make Him known to people. The more you try in your ability with what you know to help people know Him, then when you go in your own closet, He will show you another page of Him. The more I know You, the more I want to know You, Jesus, my You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to believe that tonight God has visited us. We decided to talk about Him and He decided to show up for us. Sicknesses have been healed. Listen to me. They that observe lying vanities will forsake their mercy. It doesn't matter whether you still feel that pain. Between now and Sunday, you see it has faded. It doesn't matter where you still feel that growth, that lump. And you prayed. Between now and Sunday, there will be testimonies of this night's encounter. Doors that were shut will open as a sign. Diseases, pains, things that have been locked up in your bodies, God will manifest Himself. It is a season of great grace. The Bible says, and gave witness, the apostles gave witness of the resurrection of Jesus, and great grace was upon them. That's what we will encounter this season. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.